All right, you've got to stick around till after the closing jingle. Pretty pretty cool bonus for you as you are listening on whatever podcast app you're listening on. Comedian Leanne Morgan hung out with us in the studio today. We're going to put that interview on right after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
I had your microphone on.
Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
I like you too.
Okay, so that's our goal this week. Well, welcome to the podcast. This is episode what? 104?
What?
No, I don't know. What are you on? 240?
400
and something.
Oh my gosh. We've done the. What are we doing?
How many is it, Garrett?
427. Oh my gosh. All right, Pickle Jar is our sponsor this week. Pickle Jar is like that amazing friend. You know, everybody's got that friend who's kind of like a music snob. They know about everything before you do, before everybody else does. They also have exclusive picks and videos. Pickle Jar has flyaway experiences you can win. They also have tickets to VIP events. It's a great way to do fundraising. It's a great way to get paid if you're a band, in a bar. I mean, it's just a great app. Go ahead and get it right now for your iPhone or your Droid. If you're in a bar, you know, and you're in a band, do the same thing. Have everybody download that Pickle Jar app. That way you can have them give you money and you get the tips. And it's not like other apps that take a piece of your money.
And it's free to download.
And it's free.
Just go get it.
Picklejar.com.
I like you too.
I don't remember where that's from.
It was this lady, know. And I don't know. It was like, thank I don't know. Know. The way she said it, it made me just happy.
Yeah.
I like you too.
And I like you too. Kind of very Winnie the Pooh-ish.
Oh, yes.
I like you too.
Hello, Tigger.
I like you too.
I like you
too. I never got into Winnie the Pooh.
I did when I was little.
I didn't even then. I don't know.
Man, the 100 Acre Wood, man, that was like, I had the books, and for some reason, just because it was line art, like the books I had were, it was like, just like, it looked like somebody just wrote it in the margins, you know, drew the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, that was fascinating to me. I don't know why. And then like I had the picture books where it looked like they were done with watercolor, and I'm like, that's not as cool as the old one.
Man, do you remember having the, they were like coloring books, except they had some kind of thing on it, and you would wet your brush brush it, and it would turn into colors?
Yes, the colors were already on there, but it wouldn't activate until you wet it.
Yeah.
So it was paint. It was like, yeah, and you could just...
Yeah, I don't remember what they called that. Yeah, and it would kind of run, you know.
Hey, Carson!
She remembers everything.
Do you remember those coloring books, but they were painting books, but they were like, it was a blank page... And then you would just take a brush. You wouldn't use actual paint. You would just dip it in water, and then you would paint on the page, and it would bring the colors
out. Yeah, because the color was underneath the thick black line. The water activated the color, and then it smeared everywhere.
The color was under the line?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where that's why. So when you touch that area.
I know, we're like.
It was under the line?
We're like 5 years old now.
I like you too.
So it's under the line and then what?
I believe so, yeah. And so when you're supposed to dip your paintbrush, but you're supposed to have kind of a light hand. Because the idea is you don't want the colors to all smush together.
Oh, and I was like an elephant hand.
But of course they did,
right? Yeah.
Well, also you give it to a 5 year old. They're not able to, you know.
What is that called? I think I want one of those.
I have no idea.
I'll tell you another thing that's not around anymore. God, gosh, I wish I wasn't so wide I could scratch parts of my body.
All right. you should isolate that as a goal.
Station should use that for promos. Hey, make sure you wake up with Big D and Bubba.
God, I wish I wasn't so wide
I could scratch part of my body.
Okay, they're just called Paint with Water books, and they're available all over the place. So.
Oh.
Paint with water.
You guys remember
with Big D, it's paint with wider.
I don't remember.
Oh!
I don't remember my daughter ever having those.
YouTube.
We had those when we were kids, but I don't remember that being around.
They're still
I think it took. There are so many things that we did that was trash. Remember, like glow in the dark stuff. Everything was glow in the dark. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything.
Scratch and sniff was a thing.
Scratch and sniff stickers.
Scratch
great.
And sniff. Or what were those little troll things that you would put on the top of your pencils? Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
With the hair and you spin it and it would go, look all crazy.
You know, on the speaking of, they do use those scratch and sniff technology still. They use them on candles or like laundry scents, your little
beads. On the boxes?
Yeah, and so you can just scratch on it and do that. Or sometimes on the beads, they also, that was what they did like several years ago. Now what they do is they have the beads and there's like a little hole drilled in the top and you kind of squeeze it and it lets some of the smell come out and you can test it that way.
Huh.
I'm kind of lately been really into laundry beads. I see advertisings for them, like they're like new ones and they're like very fancy. Like,
so what is
sandalwood.
A laundry bead? Because I've always done just the HE, whatever, you pour it in, you're done, and it's done.
This is a different thing. It comes in another container and they're like little BBs, but they're like colored, like pink or whatever. And then they just have scent and you throw it in the wash with your clothes when it washes and it just gives it a better scent.
Now, you do it in the wash or the dryer?
Wash.
Okay.
Now, if you're in a dryer, you use those mm-hmm. like...
She's a female, and she doesn't even use
them.
No,
I know they exist, though, but I just thought they were extra money. That's why I didn't pay for them.
Well, they are.
Are they expensive, or do they have like little knockoffs? Like generic water beads or whatever you call them, laundry beads?
I don't know, man.
There's usually coupons for them, though.
You're fine, Bubba. I think you're okay.
Bubba's the guy.
I'm sorry. 2 seconds. I have to say this.
Okay.
Bubba just asked me if there's a knockoff and a cheaper. But he spent $800 on a dumb watch for his iPhone.
That's right.
There's a reason I'm able to afford that. Is because
you don't spend money on nothing.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right. Anyway,
Bubba will buy generic. Bubba's the guy who. I'll say it again. Bubba's the guy who tears. The paper towels in half. I don't know anyone else.
Know
my
either.
Grandmother doesn't tear the paper towels in half.
I used to tear them into fours, but now we have the half sheet. Now we have the half sheet.
Yeah, we have the
Selectisize. And then I tear those in half because I don't need the whole thing.
Man. I mean, you're right. I appreciate it.
Let's take Bob out of this.
I'm saving trees.
Hold on. If you wash your hands, okay, and then rinse them off, can you dry them with one little square of that paper towel?
Yeah.
I can't dry it with the half a paper towel that didn't get my hands dry.
I don't know. Well, because your hands are always wet. You have the sloppiest, grossest.
All right. Okay, back to laundry beads.
Hey, Carson. The other day, earlier this week, he came over. You ever shook his hand?
No.
Oh, you shake his hand. Shake her hand. Shake her hand. Shake her hand. Shake her hand. Shake.
Clammy hands.
He's always been that way.
Oh.
He has always had clammy hands.
I know.
And they're freezing cold, too. My hands are like icicles.
You still feel it, don't you?
So, it is. It just sits there.
Oh, it is. It goes straight to your soul. Your hand, it's like you know those things that your mom would, like, it would blow out steam, you know, and you put your face over it, you know, and she put menthol in it. Like you put your hands over it all the time. It's constantly over steam.
A diffuser?
Yeah, it's like a diffuser, a cold diffuser. It's like shaking a frog that you just found near a creek bed.
Like picking up a chicken breast.
It's
gross.
It's kind of meaty a little bit, but it's also wet and slimy at the same time. You really are gross.
Thanks.
I mean,
whew. Boy, that really made me feel good today. That's a really great way to end the week. By the way, your hands. Yeah.
Anyway, earlier this week, I don't know why he touched my messing around. Yeah. He was messing around with my mouse.
And
mice,
then you touched
actually.
My arm.
And his over there, and I was kind of trying to put my hand on his.
He's
like,
all gentle.
I'm like, oh, whatever. And then he puts this on mine, and it's not even a joke anymore. I'm just like, oh, wow. How do you physically do that? How? You must have like extra.
Like glands?
Glands in your hands.
Hand glands.
I have extra hand glands.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so laundry beads. You ever?
Yeah.
Y'all have the things that look like little lemon drops, and you drop them down the garbage disposal?
Yeah.
It makes the whole kitchen kind of smell like lemon for a second.
For a second. They don't last. They have orange. I like the orange one.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it is about citrusy smells in the kitchen. Take, it just feels clean.
Take, use onion. I mean, lemons.
Just real, real lemon?
Yeah, like if you're using it. Like if you squeeze the lemon, like use it. Don't just. Right, and then throw the rind. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but doesn't that leave part of the rind in there and attract bugs?
What? No, in the disposal.
That's what I'm saying. In the disposal, doesn't it? Don't you think little pieces of...
Not when you're running water down it. The entire you need to run water. Remember, so if you don't run water with your thing, it'll explode. The house will explode.
Something.
Okay. I still catch on fire.
I'm so scared.
When I was a kid, my mother they never ran the garbage disposal. My parents convinced me that if you accidentally hit that while the water was running, it would electrocute you.
It's the opposite now.
So I was terrified of the garbage disposal. Yeah. My parents talked about it like it was going to jump out of the sink and kill me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was. That's how people lost fingers and stuff.
I have always done it with the water running. However, someone, I forget who it was, they were over at my house one time and they went, "You do that with the water running? That's crazy. That's going to burn up the motor or something." They were saying that if you run the water, it's bad for it.
No.
Yeah, that's like his mom and dad said.
Can you just run it any way you want?
And also,
I thought you had to.
You ever looked inside one? You ever seen what it is?
Don't.
It's not blade. They're not blades.
What is it?
They're like little.
Oh no, mine's blades.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no. I had a fork drop in there, and there's little blades in there. It looks like a blender. It's like these little.
They're flat, but they're not like they're not sharp. They're not sharp. I'm telling you, they're not. I don't know.
Mine's got little points on it. Maybe it's different brands. Mine is little points. They're little. It looks like fan blades, except they're bent and they're kind of poking up a little bit. And you got some that go out like a flower almost. And then like mine have little points on the end. I don't know why they need points. I mean, they're going to be zipping by.
I just found it from American Home Shield. Garbage disposals do not have blades. They have impalers that are not sharp but blunt. So it feels like you're feeling down there, but they're.
I don't put my fingers in there, man.
I thought you just said that you did.
No, I dig them. I've seen it down in there.
Oh, yeah. It looks that way.
Yeah, I don't put my fingers in there, man.
Also, disposals are really an American thing. In Europe, they don't use them at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very foreign. Pardon the pun there. But
So is a toilet without a bidet.
Yeah, you're right. It's the same way. But for the opposite and disposal. So I guess not the same way at all.
No, it's nothing alike.
Yeah, it's exactly the same, except not at all.
Not
the
in
same.
The slightest.
Yes.
Speaking of things being different in Europe, you guys spoke at this leadership music thing last week.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm fixing cleaning
the pot. All right, I think I got it.
Maybe? It's me. Anyway, there's like 40 people in that group, and I noticed when they took a break that two of them went outside to smoke. And I thought, wow, 2 out of 40. But I was in that group last year. There were 40-something of us, and I was thinking, oh, wow, we were together so much, I would know if any of those people smoke. Because, you know, smokers are always looking for a reason to go outside and smoke. I don't think anyone in my group of 40-something people smoked.
Well, I heard.
Can you imagine 10 years ago? Or 15 years ago, how different that would have been.
Yeah.
It's probably half the class going outside to smoke.
In Europe, they all smoke.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Especially, I went the first time in 1997. I was 17 years old, and it was shocking. Not only how many people smoke, but they smoke everywhere. They all smoke in their house. They all smoke in their cars. Mm-hmm. I'd never been in a car with someone who smoked a cigarette with the windows up and used the ashtray and the cigarette lighter in the car.
Wow.
Until I was in Europe with Dominic's mom, and she did it. I'm like, oh, my God, is she trying to kill us? What is this?
I remember having to have that talk with my best friend when I was in fifth grade. I went somewhere with her parents, and her mom was a chimney. And we were going to church, I think, and she had the windows up. And I'm like, can you ask your mom to put the windows down? Because I've always had headache issues even when I was a kid, and that really exacerbates it. And I'm like, could you not put me in your furnace?
When we were kids,
on the way to church,
everybody smoked. Now it's much more.
If you look at old like videos of TV shows, they're smoking on shows. I remember watching people on the news.
On the news. On the news. The news anchors would smoke at the desk.
And now you watch Netflix and you get a smoking warning.
I know. They're warning. They're smoking.
People might be smoking cigarettes.
And everybody
sees it.
I'm like, God, we're weak.
Yeah, no.
Jeez, you know what really? I love, though? When you watch TV shows, like newer, you can tell the people who have never smoked but have to for the character because they don't do it right.
They don't know what they're...
It's awkward in their hands. They can't mimic inhaling. And you're still going to be like, you don't smoke. We can tell.
I remember when Mad Men came out, which is more than 10 years ago now, everybody was shocked by how much smoking there was. And I'm like, well, you guys clearly didn't grow up in the 80s because it still looked like that.
You can tell January Jones never smoked a cigarette in her life until she was on that set because it was so awkward when she smoked.
My grandfather's sister, Aunt Legia, okay, it's Lydia, but they said Legia because they're Cajun. And she literally would finish the cigarette and get it down to the end and pull one out of the pack and light it off of the other cigarette.
Oh,
and just, they say chain smoking. Yes, she never.
Oh, that's what chain smoking means.
She would just, it was like it's just, she would just keep going.
What?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that fun when you find, you discover something like that?
Yeah.
I know, chain smoking.
Just like one to the end.
Gotcha. Right.
Yeah, I mean, don't waste a match because I'm just going to. How many matches you use a day, Aunt Legia? Two. but you smoke 60 cigarettes a day.
Do you think that see what's a good age, a 12-year-old, if you gave them today a book of matches that like from a bar, you know, the ones that would flip over, you know, well, that kind of thing, do you think they would know how to do it?
I don't think so.
I can do it with one hand.
They've probably never seen someone light a match.
Not one of those.
So they don't know if what the black strip on the thing is for.
Yeah.
So now, and would you take one of those out and you kind of pull it out? You know, you separate it. Well, you know, whatever. And then I would take the cover and back. Turn it backwards.
Flip the cover
over
the back.
And then hold it with my finger and then like pull it.
Yeah.
Instead of striking it.
Yeah, of course. That way it wouldn't have a chance to burn you. I did that until I was 22 and Chris Deku taught me how to do it with one hand. And then I never did it any other way.
How do you do it with one hand?
You do it with one hand. You flip it over and I'd have to kind of have one to show you. But you could do it with one motion in one hand, light the match. So Chris had broke up with his girlfriend and I was single. We were 22 years old and he came to my apartment in Baton Rouge, and he goes, man, we need to go out to the bar. He goes, I'm going to teach you a trick, and we're going to do it. We're going to go to the bar, and we're going to light our cigarettes with this way, and girls are going to come up and talk to us. And I thought, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'm not kidding. He taught me how to do it. We walked into this bar. We stood at the bar. We freaking flipped that book of matches and then did this. And it did look cool. Okay, boom, light our cigarette, and toss the thing on the bar so that it goes out on the way down. Three chicks came up right away. And we're like, oh my God, how did you do that? That's the only time that ever worked because he was good looking. That was why.
When I did that trick,
like after he was gone, no one ever asked me how to do that. No, it didn't work.
He just added magic into the routine.
Yeah.
Patrick would try to do the flick and it would put the lighter out because of the wetness. He'd flick and it would just put it out.
Yeah. Everyone around him is wiping their face, looking up at the ceiling for the drip.
I had to be extra careful back then, too, because I had hair down to here and you always had to be careful you weren't going to light your hair on fire.
Dude.
That was always
that would have been awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right. Well, all right, everyone.
I don't know how you come back from that.
We did talk to comedian Leanne Morgan on the show today, and she is coming up at the end of this podcast. But she is so likable. She's that.
Love her.
And that's just the way she is. It's like bees. Bees is that way. It's just, you think it's so over the top that it's over the top and fake, but it's not. It's the way she is.
I have spent thousands of hours with killer bees, and he is that way all the time.
Yeah.
8 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock at night, riding in a car. He is always, hey, he's that guy all the time.
Yeah,
I've never not seen him like that.
No, yeah,
now I know we've talked about some personal things, and I've seen him tone it down.
He can be serious.
He can be serious, but he's still that guy. But serious, it's really off-putting.
It's just, but it's also, it is off-putting.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You're like, well, guys, I mean, Jesus, well, he died for our sins. You know, he rose on the third day. Very serious, but you're
really
like,
deep,
ugh,
and you're like,
this is, it's hard to.
You still talk like that. That's weird.
Yeah. Tell me something funny.
Anyway, okay. Anyone else got anything?
No, I'm pretty much done. I got a crazy weekend. Frankie is going to prom, so we're running around trying to get her. It's you know, it's one of those things that he didn't tell me until the last minute. Yes, I got him shoes.
Oh, nice.
Got him his shoes. Yeah, the actual shoes from the place. Yeah.
Okay. Why is it prom and not the prom? When I grew up, we called it the prom, but then I went to Ole Miss and everybody called it prom.
It's always just
said prom.
Everybody
go to prom.
And I think it's become more universal that people call it prom. But it's like I equate it with I go to the hospital, but in England they go to hospital.
Is it proper? Wait, what?
Yeah, they always say they go to hospital or he's in hospital.
He's in hospital?
Yeah, that's
they're just doing that to be different.
I think Australia does it too. Yeah, I think that's foreign. They all say hospital.
That's like these people leaving the S off of words. They're just doing that to stand up.
That's true.
Very intentional. Oh,
what? Prom is short for promenade?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
We've learned two things. Chain smoking and promenade.
Prom is a noun. It's always a noun. You say we went to the prom or we prommed last night.
Prommed. Oh.
Never heard of
that. If you say you prommed, that would be
a
verb.
That makes it a verb. You just said it's always a noun. It's contradicting itself.
Oh, and nobody will. Okay, nobody bats an eyelash if you use it like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, Bubba's not using the real dictionary. Instead of going to Webster,
no, I'm not,
he went
to
Lobster.
I'm on the English.
It's like it's close.
English usage and language. So, yeah, this is like a really different thing. But, yeah, there's I didn't know it was promenade. Who knew? What does promenade even mean? Is that like just a place to go walk?
I think
it
kind of
used to be.
Means.
Yeah, that's what a promenade was.
Now we're
fanciful.
So on the podcast, what you guys do on the podcast today, we looked up words
a promenade,
in the dictionary.
There's three. A leisurely walk, especially taken in a public place or a social activity. Second is a public place for such walking. And third is a formal dance, a ball.
Yeah. So you've got two. We've learned two phrases that we didn't know before. You said batting an eye. I looked it up quick. During the Middle Ages, hunters and soldiers would use birds of prey to aid in war or hunting. In falconry, the word bat meant that a falcon or hawk would flutter its wings. So when a hunter told someone to bat an eye, they were telling them to blink or open and close their eyes very quickly. So that's where bat an eye comes from. That was a podcast, but now it's over. That's okay.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Is that Granny?
Big T looked over. I went, yes.
More like you too.
Leanne Morgan in the studio with us. You go by comedian or comedian?
You can say comedian.
Comedian. Yeah. You had a weird, like, you really started out in comedy in a weird way with jewelry?
Yes.
How would that work?
I met my husband at the University of Tennessee, and we graduated, and he bought a used mobile home business that refurbished mobile homes and repoed them from people.
Oh, no. Wow. Well, that's a great model, honestly.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. And moved me to the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. And I was raised in a farming community called Adams, Tennessee, and always wanted to be in Hollywood, always wanted to be in show business. But I didn't know how. Sure. Lord. All right, because we grew dark fire tobacco. I didn't know what to do. All right, so I moved to the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains with him, had my first baby, and I started selling jewelry. In my mind, thinking the whole time, I'm going to Hollywood. I don't know, but I'll sell
somehow
the
jewelry. I don't know how this is going to work.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's going to get you there.
And because I wanted to have all my babies and all that, I started selling jewelry like women sell Tupperware and Mary Kay in people's homes, and I was supposed to be talking about jewelry, and instead I was talking about breastfeeding and hemorrhoids, and I developed a shtick.
Yeah.
And I was in this, it was like my own little comedy club.
Right.
And I started booking a year in advance, and the company noticed and asked me to start speaking at their big things, and I did,
so
and
you
that
were
gave
like
me confidence.
So you were outperforming everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they asked, had you come and speak at their big whatever.
Yeah, and I was supposed to be talking about how to get booked, and I still talked about breastfeeding the hemorrhoid. And then these women, it would be a huge convention with women, and they would go, oh, my gosh, you need to be a stand-up. And that gave me the courage to try it. Yeah. And then my husband sold that used mobile home business, went to work for a big mobile home company. We're mobile home people.
Got all fancy.
Yeah. We have dental.
Oh.
And we moved to San Antonio, Texas for him to be over South Texas. And I had a comedy club for the first time. And I had three babies that were like 5, 3, 5, and 7. And I started doing
comedy
in comedy clubs. And I would drive back and forth to Austin, Cap City Comedy Club, which was one of the best comedy clubs in the United States at the time. It still is. And that was 20 years ago. That was over 22 years ago.
Wow. And what did your husband think of all this? Like, during that time when you started dabbling into comedy, was he, like, just putting up with it? Or did he think there was a future?
He did not think there was a future.
He was not a believer.
He thought, I said to him, let's sell everything we have, and I'll cook on a hot plate. And let's go to L.A. I know I can make it. And he was like, are you crazy? We need health insurance. He's real anal retentive. And so I think he's always been supportive, but I think he was thinking, oh, that kooky Leanne. Uh-huh. You know, she'll make a little money and buy the kids haircuts.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then this thing blew up.
Sure did.
In 2019. And I swear, y'all, I still think he's adjusting and, like, trying to figure out what in the world. Mm-hmm.
Well,
this
he's
is.
Now, he's all on Leanne's border. Husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chuckina.
Oh, yeah.
I call him Chuckina. And so a lot, and women are like, show us pictures of you and Chuckina dating. I mean, he'll say, I'm more popular than you are.
Oh.
But he gives me so much material. He is so bizarre and weird. And we are so opposite. People say to me all the time, they go, does he get mad at you talking about it? I'm like, oh, no. He actually says things like, tell him this, Leanne. tell him about the time I got arrested. And I'm like, oh, okay.
All right. But they're all true stories.
They're all true stories. I'm a storyteller.
So Leanne's got this the show on Netflix. It's called I'm Every Woman. It's available now on Netflix. You can also find her on her Just Getting Started tour going, where you're going all over the country. You going to take it worldwide? You want to go?
They tell me I am.
Oh,
and y'all, I cannot. I mean, the whole thing, every day I go, what in the world? All this is such a blessing. But then I get fans from Australia, London, and my tour people say, oh, yeah, you're going. You're going overseas.
What?
But that'll probably be next year because this is 100 cities. All right, I just finished the Big Penny Tour, and I hate you boys didn't get to hear about my pennies.
No, we didn't see the Big
but
Penny
that
Tour.
Was the Big Penny Tour. That was 100 cities, and then I shot the Netflix special, and that was the Big Penny Tour material.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go to California and turn around an hour in 6 weeks, and let me tell y'all, it almost killed me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that's now the new Just Getting Started Tour, and that's 100 cities. The Just Getting Started, I named it that because I feel like I'm just getting started.
You are just getting started.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And I'm a grandmama. I got a grandbaby and another one on the way. And think about it, boys. Do y'all think a Netflix special? Think about who's on Netflix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not like anybody. I thought, they're not going to let a country woman from Tennessee, middle-aged with a grandbaby, but they did. They took a chance on me and they put that thing on.
Because you're relatable. Yeah. Like, everyone knows you. Like, everyone knows
Somebody like me.
Right.
Yes.
That you're the every person. And but not just normal. Like, everyone's special.
You're the funny every person.
I'll tell you this, too, about because you might know this, but you have an accent. I'm not sure if you knew this.
Yeah.
But my wife was raised in Southern California, and so she would watch country comedians and Southern comedians with me, and sometimes she doesn't understand them. Really, she's like, he's talking too fast. I don't know what he's saying. But you have such a nice, understandable draw that I can actually see people in Australia and they'll understand you because you talk slow enough, they get it.
Yeah,
but a lot of times there's also closed captioning on the screen as well.
And that does help.
You know, even like with TikTok and all that.
Yeah. And sometimes I do think they need to to follow along with me with some words. But y'all get it all the time. People go, that accent can't be real. And I think, do people really think I would fake them?
This is the one you would pick?
Yeah.
You know, you kind of sound like what's her name?
Little Paula Deen.
Paula Deen.
Little Paula Deen. Yeah. I used to open for Paula Deen.
Really?
Yeah, for years. She was darling to me. But I am from farming people. My people are farmers on both sides, generations back in Robertson County, Adams, Tennessee. And this is how we talk.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
That's just how it is.
That's it, man.
I know. And plus, I'm 57. I mean, I think that's young. I don't mean to say that I'm old, but I'm touring. I'm too tired to fake this.
You're like, can we do more Netflix things so I can do it one time and y'all can just rewind it and play it again?
Yeah. But I do enjoy this touring. It is fun. I get out there in front of 2,000 people every night, and I think I'd be best friends there one of these people.
Well, you're just so likable, man. You can find her the show, the special on Netflix. It's called I'm Every Woman. It's out. It's hilarious, from what I'm told. I haven't seen it. And also LeanneMorgan.com to get to a date for the new tour. And we would just love to have you back in anytime.
Oh, y'all, I'll come in here and mop if you want me to.
Well, just tell stories about, just you know, stories. Raising kids.
I can bring casseroles
and...
or whatever.
Oh, yeah. What's your casserole move?
I do love a good chicken casserole with rice. I do.
With like the mushroom, the chicken and mushroom sauce.
Yeah, I like a little chicken mushroom soup.
Yeah.
I can do amazing things with a Campbell soup.
It's the go-to.
I can.
You and my mama, I'm telling you, you and my mama will be friends.
Yes. I bet we would, Patrick.
Trade recipes. Yes. Great.
This sounds so good.
You should see what we can do with ramen noodles.
Oh,
and you get rid of the little flavor packet.
Yeah.
We can do some damage.
Yeah, that's right.
Honey, I love a ramen noodle.
Yeah, me too.
I do love a ramen noodle.
I know they're terrible for you. They're not healthy.
The flavor packets aren't the best. That's why I'm saying you throw some real stuff in there and it's actually really good.
Yeah, kind of make that as your base or whatever. Yeah, that's a good move. You need a cooking show. I think you're a Liam Morgan cooking show.
Thank you. I think I would like that because I've raised three children and I like to cook and I've fed all these kids and and I do. I think I could visit with people and find out their personal business while I'm cooking with them.
You're too busy for that, though. That's the thing. I mean, you've got 100 dates on the tour this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know when you would have time for that.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel like we'd tell you anything. You'd be like, you're right. Yeah, okay.
Well, and I'd like to lose some weight before I'm on television. Every time I'm on television, I think, oh, my Lord, my head is bigger than everybody. My thighs are the size of little... woman and on the TV show. I mean, everybody's tiny on TV.
It's not good.
It's the worst. Yeah.
That's why we're not on TV.
That's right. All right, check Leanne out, like I said, on Netflix. It's called I'm Every Woman. And then the tour is launching off all across 100 cities plus. Check that all out on dates, LeanneMorgan.com. You're a doll. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all are darling.
Come back anytime.
Okay.
Okay, girl. See ya.
Bye.